Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Joseph and I am a missionary here at Damascus where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we are going to be reflecting on a reading from John chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Now, today is a really special feast day, which is why if you've been following along with the readings, there's a little bit of a change today. We have the feast day of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, which is awesome. We celebrate the cross and what Jesus did for us on the cross. And so we have this reading from John that contains within it one of the most popular passages of Scripture that you will recognize. So to get started, Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except for the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." So we have this passage from John, and it contains that famous verse, John 3:16, which Tim Tebow kind of made famous a little bit when he started wearing it everywhere, and you see that at football games, and you hear it at different events and different things. But it really is such an incredible passage that summarizes the gospel in one sentence, right? God so loved the world that he gave his Son so that anyone who believes in him might not perish but have eternal life. And I want to kind of break this down into three different points for us to make it accessible and applicable to our lives. First is God so loved that he gave, right? That God so loved of himself that he gave of himself. And we hear this from, we hear this in theology of the body. If you're familiar with it, we hear this idea that man knows himself most fully through a gift of himself. That when you give of yourself, you know of yourself most fully. And we see that God giving of himself. He loved, so he gave. And he invites us to do the same thing, that we love, and so we give. When we truly love something, we're willing to give for it, because that's actually an expression of our love. And it actually allows us to come in alignment with who we were created to be as someone who gives of themselves. And so what you love, you'll give to. And it's a good challenge for us to even look at our time, our schedule, our money. What are the things we're giving to? Because it's a good indicator, maybe, of the things that we love the most. If we truly love God, then we are willing to give for him, give of our time, of our energy, of our effort, of our finances, right? If we truly love others, we're willing to give for them. So just an examination of in our lives, what is it we truly love? What are the things that we give up for others? God loved, and so he gave. And so we're called to do the same, to love and give. And then we go on, right, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish. To believe, right? I had one of my uncles when I was younger used to try to convince me and my siblings that he was a Jedi master. And he tried to do all these things and set up all these different tricks to make us believe. And I wasn't buying any of it, but my siblings did. And because they believed he was a Jedi master, then they treated him differently. They had a deeper honor and respect for him. They like wanted to serve him, to do all these things for him, because they truly believed that he was a Jedi master. When we believe something, it's not just a word that we say, but it actually affects the way that we live. They believed he was a Jedi master, and so they treated him in a way that was in accordance with him being a Jedi master. It actually affected the decisions they made when they were around him. When we truly say we believe in God, it's more than just a word that we say. It's more than just us uttering a phrase, but it actually, when we truly believe, it affects the way we live. We treat others differently. We live our lives differently. We treat the Lord differently than we would if we just said words. So when we truly believe in something, it actually affects the way that we live. And then finishing up the phrase, right, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. This is such a good thing, right? This is the hope of heaven. This is the hope that we are given through belief and acting out and living out this belief in the Lord. It actually opens the way for us to have eternal life. But eternal life, right? Jesus says the kingdom of God is at hand. That means it's within grasp, right? We have this hope of heaven in the future, but also this reality that we get to experience aspects of heaven here and now. We see this at the Mass, right? The Mass is this beautiful like expression of heaven where we get to partake in the Eucharist, where we get to receive Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity, where we get to be there with the communion of saints. But also we can see it in our day-to-day lives and in the way we love, right? It says, Paul says in one of his letters that the kingdom of heaven is righteousness, peace, and joy. that we get to experience righteousness, peace, and joy here on earth. That's a lived reality of heaven. That's eternal life right there. That we get to see heaven play out in our day-to-day lives based off of how we live out the belief of him and what we give to him as our love gift. So give. If you love, give. Live a life that expresses your belief in the Lord. That's not just words, but actually is lived out in actions. And know that eternal life isn't just something we hope for, as good as that is, but it's actually something we can live out here and now in our day-to-day lives through the way we treat each other and through the way we live. This has been a scripture reflection on John chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Again, my name is Joseph, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless and have a great day.